This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are going to feel some brutal heat in the next few days. The AP's Donna Waters got this.
It's the first heat wave of the season. And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says California, Arizona, and Nevada will be getting the worst of it.
Really starts picking up today, but then really peaks in that Wednesday to Friday time frame across the West. And we're looking at high temperatures, well in the 90s and 100s, well above average for the time of year.
On Monday, the high in Phoenix already was 103 degrees Fahrenheit and 105 degrees in Needles, California. But Chouinard says there will be some relief in a few days. I'm Donna Water.
Today's the day lawyers for both sides address the jurors in Hunter Biden's gun trial, opening statements. And then, says the AP's Michael Kunzelman,
the first witness is expected to be an FBI agent who investigated the case. So Hunter Biden is charged with three felony counts related to the purchase of a gun in 2018. Two of them are for false statements that he allegedly made in applying for the gun when he said that he was not an addict, when in fact, I think he's admitted as much in his memoir, and the government alleges that he was an addict at the time he made that gun purchase and lied about it. Well, the trial is expected to last at least for the week. Whether or not they go into next week, we're not sure yet, although the jurors were told to prepare for that. So the government starts with their case after opening statements, and then Hunter Biden's lawyers will have a chance to call their own witnesses before the jury hears closing arguments, sometime maybe late this week or next week.
We should hear today from President Biden about what he's doing to limit U.S.-Mexico border crossings. He's expected to announce his most aggressive unilateral move yet to control the numbers at the border. Would you buy an EV? About 4 in 10 adults say they would be at least somewhat likely to buy an electric vehicle, according to a new AP poll. This is AP News. On its way home, a spacecraft from China that's been visiting the moon.
The China National Space Administration says its Chang'e 6 probe has lifted off from the far side of the moon. Touched down Sunday in the South Pole Aiken Basin, an impact crater created more than 4 billion years ago, 8 miles deep with a diameter of 1,500 miles. China's Xinhua News Agency describes it as the oldest and largest of such craters and says it may provide the earliest information about the moon, possibly from materials ejected from deep below the surface as a result of the huge impact. Chang'e 6 collected rock and soil samples and is headed back with them. Reentry capsules due to return to Earth in the deserts of China's Inner Mongolia in about 3 weeks. Missions to the moon's far side are more difficult because it doesn't face the Earth, and communications require a relay satellite. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.